Welcome to the Signal Creative Podcast. Signal is a female-focused organisation that supports the creation of original work. We travel around Australia and this podcast features the stories of people we meet and our experiences on the road.
So we're still at the library, keeping it down. Not really. We just wanted to introduce this week's episode. This week we have an amazing interview with Aunty Lorraine and Aunty Joyce. They have been a part of the Hands-On Weavers in Wagga for a really long time.
I think since the inception of it.
Even before.
Yeah, they were weaving.
Before it was Hands-On Weavers, yeah.
Joyce makes these beautiful baskets and scoops.
Yeah.
Aunty Lorraine also makes little objects. So she does some fish and
we
other
saw
things.
A fish that she'd done, yeah, that was cool, yeah.
She designed, which were beautiful.
They do lots of public art pieces, Hands-On Weavers, which is so cool. They were a big part of the public art that's at the Wagga Airport as well.
Mm.
A giant installation which is part of one of the malls where they had scoops which range from 4 metres wide down. And I think Lorraine actually did the 4 metre one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's got some game.
Yeah. She's famous.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, amazing.
Joyce and Lorraine are two women that we'd love to talk more to, but for now,
fascinating lives. So
yeah, for now we're just focusing on Hands-On Weavers, and we're going to get back down to Wagga and
watch the space.
Yeah,
watch
totally. Space we're going to find out more about their amazing lives.
They had great lives. We already know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hands-On Weavers.
I'm Lorraine Tye, a Wiradjuri lady from Wagga Wagga.
I'm Joyce Hampton. I'm a Yambar woman from Menindee. Weaving. That's how we first met.
About 2009, it wasn't always known as the Hands-On Weavers. There wasn't a name at first, was there, Aunty Joyce?
No, there wasn't a name. Oh, when we first started off, there was a heap of old ladies. Elders group, yeah.
Yes.
It was an elders group. Edna Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
Isabel Reed. Ruth.
Pat. Daisy.
Yeah, Pat, Daisy, and heap of other ladies anyway. Oh, we've been making baskets, weaving baskets. And
was actually instigated by the gallery, wasn't it?
Yeah, and some lady done handbags and that out of weaving. We do weaving at the pub in Ashmont every Monday. Make things for ourselves and
we have done projects together, where we've all done, you know, our own part of a project.
Yeah.
The goanna down at the wetlands.
Yeah, we've done my goanna down there, but I only done the eyes of the goanna. Everyone else done bits and pieces of it.
It's on a fence.
On
as
a fence,
you go
yeah.
into the wetlands, you're right along the fence. It must be, I'd say, what would it be, 5-6 metres long? Bamboo is the outlines of the pieces, and then all of the pieces are put together, like the head would be one piece, the feet would be another, and the different ones in the group, I think I did half a dozen pieces.
Some done it out of with the willow raffia and willow and
paper bar.
And wool. I think they got some wool in there, too.
Yes, yeah.
All different pieces.
Everything really looks effective, completed. It looks fantastic. But the idea of it is for the community, as it breaks down, because it's out in the open, and as it breaks down, for the school kids to go and just put something into those frames to weave something. Whether they use a bit of raffia or a bit of wool or a bit of rope, a bit of wire, whatever, to fill up the gaps of where it's breaking or broken down. We've done a few projects together at the airport. We were asked to do a collaboration with Jonathan Jones, the artist in Sydney. He sat down with us and we talked and came up with an idea to make all of these pieces to be sandblasted onto the glass. So we've made the actual pieces and they're on display out at the airport as well, but they've sandblasted them onto the glass at the airport. The different windows, as you walk in, if you look at that wall, the first wall that you come to, that's like a celebration. It's a get-together where you come into your airport, you meet everyone and you get together. Then you go through into the waiting room to get onto the plane, and if you look at the walls there, they're everything to do with carrying. It'd be scoops. Sonny Joyce has got scoops there, baskets, carry bags, but they're all pieces that your luggage, traditional and modern. And then on the other wall, at the other side, when you come off the plane, as you come through, it's the welcome to country and it's in language. And we have, I think I've got a goanna there and an emu.
That was done by you.
Yeah. And that's on that wall as you're coming in off the plane into Wagga. The goanna is the Wiradjuri totem. And that's why we feature the goanna a lot. But saying that, all animals are important, and we do other animals as well. In the marketplace here in Wagga, we made 36 big scoops, and they're all on display in the marketplace.
Well, they used to carry their babies in it, the Aboriginal women.
They carried their baby and they collected seeds and they put in them anything to carry. So we made 36 of those, all different sizes, from four metres, the big one.
The rain made the great big one.
Yeah.
I could fit in that one.
Yes. Well, actually, we're taking it down soon to clean, and they're going to put it at the front entrance because they don't feel where it is at the moment. It's seen enough.
Yeah.
So I think we should get a photo of Aunty Joyce in the big scoop when it comes down. She always says she wanted to, so this is our chance. Mm. We've got a metal frame just to hold them because they're a long-term thing.
Yeah.
So young fella from Wagga, who is a member of our weaving group, Peter Ingram, he made all the frames for us. It started out as an elders group, and then it moved on to just an Aboriginal group. Yeah. But then with reconciliation and everything else that was happening, it became an inclusive group. Now we have everyone is quite welcome to come, sit, talk, weave. And that's how we sort of work now, don't we? Aunty Joyce would be our eldest, 84, Aunty Joyce.
I'll be 85 this year.
Oh, okay. And I think Leanne most probably would be our youngest.
Yeah.
So I think Leanne be in her early 30s, I'd say. At one stage we had children that were having problems at school that couldn't settle, that had come in on a Monday and sit and weave with us and just didn't talk really. You just go to weaving, not necessarily to weave, because we all weave at home anyway. So, but you'll take your weaving. But you mightn't get a lot of weaving done. You'll sit and talk to everyone. And someone might have a problem, but they don't even realise they've got it. And they'll start talking. And everyone just sort of talks. Toy.
Talk. Have a cup of tea and a bicky might be.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's more a mental health.
It does help. I think weaving's a good thing for it. Like, and after weaving on the Monday, I go home and I sit out the back and do some more weaving and have a cup of tea. And and when I go to bed, I'll sit up there and if I don't go to sleep, I'll watch TV and do grocery.
I'm just working with my son who paints. We're putting his paintings onto aluminium, transferring them onto aluminium, and they're going to weave around the edges in aluminium as well. I take my weaving and they scan it. I'm really looking forward to seeing what it's going to look like. I started weaving, not traditionally weaving, but weaving with, making baskets with bamboo and things as a kid at the Far West home. But traditional weaving, I've only sort of the stitching of the, was a blanket stitch or the twining. They're all things that I've only started since joining the weaving group. Traditionally, the baskets, the mats, the scoops were used in their lifestyle and they were left as they'd start to break down, they'd leave that and go and make more with whatever grasses that were there. And the difference in the techniques and how it's just evolved over that time, we're getting more and more technology is being brought into it, but it's fantastic because it's going to be there forever. Our weaving is going to break down, but this is going to keep it.
Thanks for listening. Follow Signal Creative on Facebook, Instagram, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.